It is 8:38, and Dave Innes, Mr. Cat, it's been a really, it's been an amazing season for Northwestern basketball. When you factor in everything that's gone on, the fact that Coach Collins has these kids at 20 wins, how about that?
Yeah, it's the first time they have ever won 20 games during the regular season, and they've done it by winning their last three games. How about this, Steve? They won their last three regular season games for the first time since 1959.
And on the verge of the Big Ten tournament?
Which begins today in Indianapolis, as we mentioned, and Northwestern has a bye today. They play tomorrow against the Michigan Wolverines.
And Coach Collins joins us now. So first off, congratulations on this season, sir.
Thank you, guys. Good morning. It's good to be on the show again.
Well, you're always welcome here. And congratulations on finding a way to rally these guys with all the injuries and all the bumps in the road that you've encountered this season. You're at 20, and I think there's going to be more.
Yeah, I hope so. You know, our guys are in a good place right now. We're confident. I feel like we still have some energy. It's such a long season. You worry so much about keeping these guys energized and refreshed mentally more than anything. And I think with the way we've played down the stretch, we've kind of gotten re-energized. Our guys are really excited about being in Indianapolis and having a chance to play Michigan. And we have a lot to be proud of this year, especially considering some of the injuries and adversity we had to go through throughout the course of the season. And we just stayed the course and kept working, and good things happened. So really proud of the guys, the way they've done the job they've done this season.
You know, Coach, you made a point on our postgame show on Sunday, which I hadn't really thought of. But when I asked you about winning 20 games, you brought up the fact that that was your number. And I think, and it's your dad's number too, wasn't it?
Yeah, so, absolutely. So in the back of my mind, you know, 20 was always, it's a special number. It was on my front and back a number of times on the court. So it's kind of a fun milestone to get to for the first time as a head coach.
What is it about this year that is special for you? As you look back, because, look, there's nothing but upside to this program. What are you going to remember most? Is it overcoming adversity, a really tired cliche that sports gets used in sports too often? Or is it a certain win or a certain player?
I think it's part of it. I'm really proud of the seniors. When I think of this team, I'll think of those two guys in particular, Alex Ola and Trey Demps. You know, to me, they represent a core of guys that when I first got the job, a core of guys that welcomed me and believed in me from the start without really having any reason to. Obviously, I came from a great program under a great coach, Coach K, but I was a rookie coach who had never called a timeout, never called a play, never made a sub, never done any of those things. And, you know, those two guys were part of a group with Drew Crawford and Jershon Cobb and, you know, Sanjay Lumpkin, who was in the program, who's got another year left. And, you know, they embraced me and they believed in what I was trying to do from day one. And to see them have great senior years and finish it strong the way they have, to me, that's what I'll most remember from this team. And you know, I know, you know, we have much bigger goals and much better things we'd like to accomplish in the future. And I want those guys to know that they're going to be a big part of that and a big reason why we eventually get to where we want to go with our program.
You played Michigan 2 weeks ago in Ann Arbor, the only time you played them during the regular season, and you led most of the night. And I can't remember, Chris, an outcome that seemed that you took harder this year than that one. Yeah, I think it was a really painful loss for you.
Yeah.
What does that kind of set up as far as tomorrow, having suffered that loss that night?
Well, I hope we can use it as a positive. I think it's two good teams. I think it's two pretty competitive, you know, competitively evenly matched teams. You know, they certainly had a big loss losing their best player, Caris LeVert, who's an outstanding player, but they have a lot of other good players in the program. They, you know, were 8-9 in the seeding, so, you know, we're right there in the standings, very comparable with what we did this year. You know, I think that's probably the most angry I've been after a game, just because I wasn't angry with our guys with the way they played, because I thought we played really well. And I think that's why I was upset, because I felt it was a game that We should have finished the deal. We got off to a great start. We were up 17-4. They came back on us late first half. Then we started the second half great, 8 straight points, leading by 9. Game was kind of in our control. And in the last 5 minutes, we just kind of wilted away and allowed their will to go grab the game. And that was a frustrating one for us, I know, for the players as well. And hopefully we can use that as some motivation. It's postseason now. We just played these guys, you know, a couple weeks ago. I think there's great familiarity with both teams, and I think it's going to be a really hard-fought game. We're both playing for our lives. I mean, I think both teams need to win to keep playing, and that adds another level of intensity, especially this time of year.
I love the Big Ten tournament. I remember when it came in 1998, I believe, and it was new to the Big Ten, even though other conferences had it. And I think it's become really an institution with its own history now. It's really a great event. Indianapolis they do a nice job with it there. I know you guys are already there. The narrative seems to be, this thing is wide open this year. There's any number of teams that could win it. Do you see it that way?
I do. I just think our league has proven to be that way. Indiana had a great regular season, very deserving of being the regular season champs. But, you know, I believe that you know, a lot of us coming into this tournament feel like no one is unbeatable. There's a lot of really good teams, but on a given night, anyone can lose in college basketball this year. There isn't that one dominant team, and especially in our league, there's some really, really good teams, but there's no dominant teams. And so I think it makes for a really fun weekend. I think it could make for some surprises. I think you're going to have some great games. Indianapolis does a wonderful job with hosting these events. The crowds are, my first year, I remember the atmosphere was great in the building. There's such great fan bases with all the teams in the conference, and just a really fun event to be a part of. And you know, we're excited to get it started. We kind of kick it off tomorrow with the noon local start, and I know our guys are really looking forward to the challenge and getting a chance to play Michigan.
You know, they always say, Dave, you know this, they always say that when you grow up, you start saying the things your father said to you. The voice of your dad and the voice of Coach K ringing in your head as you head into a postseason?
Yeah, they more than just heading into a postseason, they kind of ring into my head daily with all the things that I do. But I'm lucky to have those two guys as two of my, you know, the guys, the main mentors for me in terms
and,
of.
And two, obviously your dad, but Coach K couldn't be a bigger fan of yours. He beams when he talks about you.
Well, we have, he's meant a lot to me. He's a father figure to me. I mean, I was with him for about 20 years of my life. So, mm-hmm. You know, half of my life I've been with him as, you know, starting as an 18-year-old kid going in there and then helping, you know, for the 4 years playing and then 13 years as an assistant coach. And so, I mean, I spent so much time with him, with his family. I am here where I am today because of what he's meant to me. So, you know, it's great to have someone who's been around that long, be able to help guide me through good times and bad and kind of help me as I shape my own career here at Northwestern. Go Cats.
We are really pulling for you. Obviously, we'll have the game tomorrow morning, and after you win tomorrow, we'll have the game on Friday as well. What time is the Friday game day?
It would be the same time.
All right, that works for me. That's mm-hmm. fine. Mm-hmm. Taking you through the championship game and the automatic berth into the tournament, where I have been named Northwestern's unofficial ball man.
Really?
That's right.
I hadn't heard that.
Neither. He was named by me. It was an under-the-table deal done when you guys were on location, and then we did our shooting competition.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Nice. And Coach said, listen, don't shoot. Just collect the balls that the players shoot.
Very nice. I think you're very qualified.
Hey, Coach, proud of you, man. It's been a bumpy ride, but a great ride, and it's the first in a long, long run for you. So keep it going.
No, thanks, guys, and I'm really excited that we've extended the partnership with you guys.
Yep,
and being with GN and with Dave. It's fun, and look forward to many more good times with you guys.
Oh, you know what? He didn't ask him about the giant heads. Did you notice the giant heads?
He's busy coaching.
It's not that big a building.
I actually was locked into the game, and I looked over, and I saw Steve's head, and I got terrified.
Did it bring back shades of the free throw contest?
You know what?
I'm usually really calm and collected in the game. I looked over there, saw the giant head, and yeah. I was really taken aback. I got to be honest.
I want you to get that image out of your head. You got a job to do. Thanks, buddy. That's great. That's Coach Chris Collins, Coach_Collins. And again, we should remind people that don't know the story that on the day we announced an extension of the Northwestern play-by-play rights for football and basketball, the Northwestern Athletic Department did a wonderful thing, a really sweet thing. They put together giant heads of all of us. Mine, I think, particularly frightening, but yours and mine, Dave, both had sweatbands.
Yes, yes.
The purple, yeah, the headbands. You guys look good.
Yeah, it was a hot look.
Okay, I thought it was really cute.
And they were in the
cool
student section the next day.
And our heads,
the student
Florida
section, they gave some of the students the heads to wave around. Yes. Do we know if we got the heads back?
We're supposed to get the heads back.
Where are our heads?
We lost our heads.
Heads will roll.
We lost our heads.
I was in Florida when I saw that Facebook post in my head, and I go, what is my head doing in a Northwestern game?
Were the students really approving them?
Yeah, they were. You know, if I walk into Bankers Life Fieldhouse in Indianapolis tomorrow and I see your head in the student section,
you'll know you're home.
I guess so.
My concern is that some Northwestern undergrad used it as a coaster for a giant frat party last night.
For the keg.
Or a dartboard. Or someone did keg stands on it.
I probably could. It's big enough to hold a keg. It's traffic trouble spots. Here's Mary.